WILL's new Eco Tote Bag is the perfect summer companion when you go on vacation, weekend trips, or even to the market. Contribute $60 or more right now at willpledge.org. And we'll send you the Eco Tote Bag with our thanks for supporting another year of news and information programs on AM 580. Your support before June 30th will help us begin the new year on a solid fiscal ground. Call 1-866-779-9455 or log on to willpledge.org. Your gift to make a big difference with our thanks. One of the things you help support is agricultural programming with our opening market report. Here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:33, up 7.5 on the open. September, 8:46.5, up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.97, up 8.5 on the open. September, 8:13, up 8. December, 8:37.5, up 9. July, 8:83, up 7.5 on the open. July corn opened at 6.67, up 9.75 on the open. September, 6.80, up 9.5. December, 6.93, up 7.75. March, 7.09, up 9.75. May, 7.13.75, up 9. July, 7.16.5, up 7.5. September, 6.82.5, up 7.25. December, 6.49, up 3.75 on the open. July soybeans opened at 14.62, up 10 on the open. August, 14.63, up 9.25. September, 14.60, up 10. November, 14.57, up 10. January, 14.66, up 5.75. March of 2009, 14.74, up 7. May, 14.73.5, up 6.5. July, 14.79, up 2. August, 14.75, up 5. And your harvest month a year from now, 14.12, down 4 on the open. July soybean meal, 373.50, down 2.50 on the open. August, 373, down 1.30. July soybean oil, 64.55, up 25 on the open. August, 64.95, up 31. June live cattle open at 93.25, up 7.5 on the open. August feeders, 109.80, down 87.5. June lean hogs, 73.90, down 7.5. And July bellies, 72.20, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the reports and the trading of those reports this morning is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
On first blush, if you think that traders were up in the 150-plus category or better on corn yield and we went down to 148.9, you're kind of scratching your head when corn prices are now in the D's only up 2.75.
That would be the very right answer, Dave. We thought we'd see a little more positive reaction to this and also to the beans. You know, as we're looking over at the beans here now, we're seeing even negative territory. When with all the weather problems that we're having and old crop carryout being cut as much as it was, we're very surprised the market's not reacting a little stronger than it is.
They don't believe the numbers.
I don't know if they don't believe the numbers or we're at a level where we're maybe the buyers are getting thinner at these levels and that everybody, a few people, some funds, some commercials, whatever, may be taking some profits at these levels or figuring the report would punch them up to do that this morning. It's a very confusing sort of reaction to this report today, Dave, and I will have to agree wholeheartedly with you. I thought with the kind of cut that we saw in the corn acreage or in the corn yield, they did not cut the corn acreage, which is very surprising also in that, you know, we're looking at, 27 counties in the disaster relief area here in Indiana, and as we see pictures around there, we see a lot of fields that are totally covered in water that probably aren't going to come out of this real well, and if they do get planted, they're going to be planted very late.
And I took a drive around Champaign County yesterday on my day off just to see what if, and here in my little hometown area, a lot of fields flooded out, either completely flooded out or parts of fields flooded out in the low areas, and the crop's not looking particularly good, especially soybeans.
You know, there's and a lot of people will tell us that the soybeans can be planted later and they are very resilient, but the kind of weather that we have had on the beans that are planted and on the what's looking like this extra moisture on beans and weakening talks about a lot of disease problems and possibilities coming up with the kind of weather that we've been having and the humidity and the moisture standing on things. So we are just a bit surprised, but the market is always right, Dave. It's just me that it isn't always right.
I suppose that what we could be seeing here, the market reacting to, are the world numbers where both where corn, beans, and wheat were all raised.
You know, and that's something, too, to look at, and it is very good. And one thing we do need to look at is what's probably holding corn back today is the wheat number. We're talking to people in Arkansas and like that. They're averaging 10 to 15 bushels better on their wheat crop than usual. Very good wheat numbers, as we saw, come in today, and we are going to see some feed wheat this year with these kind of numbers. You know, we're looking at a wide basis on wheat, and wheat is actually probably a little bit less than corn in many areas as far as cash price, 4 pounds more the bushel and higher protein content, and that will start to get blended in some areas.
And I suppose if there's a number that might have caught traders' eye in a skeptical mindset would have been out of the corn on the demand side where they made no change in the ethanol grind.
You know, that's true. They did take the feed down quite a bit, looking that the corn prices up at these levels will reduce hog and cattle numbers and some of the demand that way. And, you know, but we have to look. Can we really reduce the ethanol numbers as long as crude oil is in the 135 to 150 range? Mm-hmm. I think that ethanol will still consider to be, you know, very valuable and want to keep you up there. But it was surprising that number did not change. It will be lowered a little bit, Dave.
Let's play a little bit of fantasy planning for a moment. Let's say that when the June numbers come out, we're at 87.5 million acres. I think the trade is believing the numbers can be somewhere north of 86. Let's say for the sake of argument, all of those acres get harvested. So you're at 80.3 harvested acres. The 148.9 and the current demand side, you're at 879 ending stocks compared with 673 of USDA's June estimate. I would got to say that corn prices ought to be well supported throughout the summer at these levels.
That, Dave, and I think that we will see stuff well supported. We're going to be very much become a watcher of weather from here on in. As was brought up to me many times here, you know, we average about so many inches rainfall a year, and we've got a good share of them already. So that could easily project to a dry summer. You know, the weather forecasters, some of the long-term climatologists, are talking as a dry, warmer than average summer. So after being too wet early and stressed that way, we can end up being stressed later with dry conditions and heat.
And the report doesn't take into account the WASDE, which are snapshot numbers. And my eye was really caught by crop conditions and how in some key states the percentages went down. Illinois -6 from a week ago, Iowa -10 from a week ago, Minnesota -6 from a week ago.
Yeah, and I guess we maybe should have got some indication of some of the reaction today, because we had those numbers yesterday afternoon, and we didn't react really positively overnight, or the market didn't. We thought that maybe they were waiting for this morning's numbers to see how they did, but, you know, we did notice those decrease in quality, and was a little bit surprised we didn't see a better reaction the overnight also. So, but we are at some lofty levels, Dave, and I think the one thing we have to consider is, you know, D's corn is trading at $6.90, not $2.90. And, you know, the beans have 14 in front of them. So it is harder to rally from these levels than it is the lower levels.
So the key question then for you today is, what do you tell your hedgers to do with all this?
I think that, you know, we've got a long crop year ahead of us before things go. It doesn't look that good out here right now. we're sitting on our hands as far as making some new sales at this point in time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick, Kansas City, July wheat, 837 up 11.5. September, 850.5 up 10. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 793 up 4.5. September, 810 up 5. December, 833 up 4.5. July corn, 61 up 3.75. September, 674.25 up 3.75. December, 689.5 up 4.25. March, 704 up 4.75. July beans, 1448 down 4. August, 1453.5 down 0.25. September, 1445 down 5. November, 1444.5 down 2.5. July soybean meal, 371 unchanged. July soybean oil, 6375 down 55. Scott Olthoff's two-state forecast today says in Illinois, partly to mostly sunny and less humid. In Indiana, scattered morning showers giving way to partly to mostly sunny skies this afternoon, and highs ranging from 80 to 86 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, and lows ranging from 59 to 65. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.